September the 7th, Paralympics 2008. The 2008 Beijing Paralympics opened Saturday night Beijing time, early Sunday morning New Zealand time. These games will last 11 days until September the 17th. There are more than 4,000 athletes involved in 20 different sports. Paralympic athletes have some kind of disability. Some are blind or partially blind. Some are deaf. Others in wheelchairs because they have lost a leg. And some have cerebral palsy. Cerebral palsy is a brain injury which affects muscle control. The opening ceremony last night was another amazing event. This time, many of the performers were people with disabilities, a blind pianist, some blind children dancing, dances for deaf people to enjoy, and a 12-year-old ballet dancer who lost a leg in the Sichuan earthquake. She danced from her wheelchair. The torch was carried into the stadium by a young woman who was partially blind. She had the first Chinese guide dog, Lucky, with her. She passed the torch to Hao Bin, a one-legged high jumper, who pulled himself up by a rope to the roof of the bird's nest to light the flame. Hao Bin is famous for jumping 1.95 meters on one leg in Athens in 2004. The opening ceremony finished with fireworks. Another famous athlete is Oscar Pistorius from South Africa. He has lost both lower legs and runs on legs or J-shaped blades made of carbon fiber. He is so fast, he is called the Blade Runner. He plans to run in the 100-meter, 200-meter, and 400-meter races. One aim of the Paralympics is to improve conditions and enjoyment of life for people with disabilities. In our country, Sport and Recreation New Zealand provides money for training for these athletes. We have sent 30 athletes to Beijing for these games. In China, there is a disability sports training center in Beijing with a gym, swimming pool, cycling track, two football fields, and an archery facility. China has also improved facilities for other people with disabilities by providing wheelchair taxis and access for wheelchairs to the Great Wall. The Paralympics is an opportunity to show that people who have disabilities can also lead a full and active life.